When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of our Earth Day edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial, tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website, www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. And it is a Martha and Robin Sunday. That means Mount Shasta Mystic Robin Alexis is here with me. And we're off the cliff right now in the woo-woo area. We're updating the G-Man and Red Dragon kitten story. And the best part is yet to come. Then I got a lot of animals in the new stuff I want to get into with Robin. And I know we won't get to all of it. But, you know, because it's the fourth Sunday of the month, it won't be too long until the second Sunday of the month. That'll be Mother's Day, by the way. Huh. And if you haven't figured it out, May 13th, oh, woo. anyway, I think we've decided that probably the eagles that I thought were eagles probably were red-tailed hawks because I was seeing a reflection, but I think it was their belly, not the white tails. But anyway, the messengers have gone. And I want to remind you, if you've been listening closely, we have not done our missing link giveaway yet. So that should tell you something very obvious.
Kind of obvious to me.
Yeah. Sort of pretty much has to be happening in this hour, you think?
I would think
that would be
it. We can define it even closer than that, but let's keep it this hour.
So it means you have to pay attention for commercial ads, because when I do the missing link commercial, I'll give you the word of the day, and then you call in, you get to choose either Ultimate Cat Formula, or you get to choose Missing Link Skin and Coat Formula, which is what Griffey, or the Missing Link Hip and Joint Formula, which is what Griffey took. Most, you know, Golden, that kept him going so long. And 16 years old, long time for Golden, 15 to 16. Mine have all checked out at 12, and Annie at 10. So 15, 16, long time to go. And let's see. And then we want to remind you, Robin, that Robin and Bob, Mystic Radio, have a special deal going on.
Yes, and we are moving through our limited number of one-on-one special phone readings that we're offering. We normally charge quite a bit of money for those sessions because I only do 8 a week. But for those who are listening, we're running a special for one-on-one phone readings. If you'd like more information about that, you can call Bob now at 530-859-2499. That's 530-859-2499, or email us at robin@robinalexis.com. If you do that now in the next hour, you will get Bob live, and he will schedule your appointment.
Cool. All right. So for anyone who's just joining us, Mike, why don't you hit that music again just to let everybody know where we are at the moment. Yeah, that would be right. Just letting you know, folks. I have taken the leap. I'm off there now. I'm off the cliff, and there ain't no coming back.
And so, I'm confirming it.
Yep, because Robin will be right there with me. I ain't going alone. It's me and Robin right out there. So here we are. So I left you with, while Robin was gone, I had a lot of physical symptoms going on with me that amplified. And now hindsight being 2020. They've been going on since way back when the Ruddy Boys came in and G-Man started telling me he was ready to go. And when I put my foot down and said, no, you aren't going because I can't deal with it. Now, some of it was past life karmic stuff for me, and we worked through all of that. But I was left with, like I said, the phantom joint pain, this intestinal stuff, all this stuff going on. And like I said, I'm walking around with golden Lemurian healing crystals taped to me and all this kind of stuff. And I'm saying to Robin, that finally the last time when we had this conversation was, do I like have to go to the doctor? You know, is there something really, what really? And she said, you know, it feels to me like this energy is G-Man's. And that was like kind of hit me with a V8, could have had, you know, hit me with a brick wall, could have had a V8 on this one. And so then if you listen to Mystic Radio and Robin's show, you know that she gives a little ritual that, and she often asks callers, don't you, Robin, when they call yes. in and they have problems, usually physical problems within their body, you will say to them, ask yourself, does this feel like yours, someone else's, or a combination? And they'll say, oh, it's mine. Or, oh, it's somebody else's. Oh, it feels like a combination. And Robin usually say, well, that's what I'm getting to. But when it's someone else's, and you know that for years, and when I've been teaching the human to animal transference, that the animals pick up, process, and reflect back what's going on with their humans. Well, we realize now that and I'm sure for all times, but probably more now, it is also happening in reverse, particularly if there is a great love shared and a desire. My desire, of course, was, you know, I wouldn't quite really let go of G-Man's blue boy body. And we are so close, and empathetically, I started running his stuff. Well, so you give a little ritual. Y'all want to hear it? Okay. And Robin, you correct me if I'm wrong. And I will kind of say to you what the ritual, I would say it out loud three times. By the power vested in me by Father, Mother, God, I command all energy within me that is not mine and belongs to G-Man to return to the higher self of G-Man now.
Oh, you're actually sending some energy back to him right now.
I wow, felt that before I even Ooh. Opened my mouth.
Wow.
And so, okay, so let's say, by the power vested in me, by Father, Mother, God, I command all energy within me that is not mine and belongs to G-Man to return to his higher self now. By the power vested in me by Father, Mother, God, I command all energy within me that is not mine and belongs to G-Man to return to his higher self now. Because as I started to tell the story, folks, here over the last 15 minutes, I started to feel that pain in my abdomen again. So I knew I was picking it up again. So now I felt as soon as I was going to say the ritual, I heard, you know, in my right ear, you're going to be sending the energy back now again. Well, and I've had to do it over and over. But let me tell you, holy guacamole. After I got off the phone with Robin, realized what it was, and I did that ritual and started doing it, I cannot tell you the difference. It was like black and white, day and night. Everything in my physical body that I had been feeling out of whack was simply gone. Gone, 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 instant gone. I'm like this last couple weeks now. I'm walking around going, holy guacamole. I feel totally different. It was like, and all of that phantom joint stuff, or the all that stuff, it was like all I was running G-Man stuff. Now, and then if I feel a twinge like I did today, I do the ritual again and send it back. And when Robin and I were talking, what G-Man said, Robin, did he say something about, he even came in and said, Mom, I want you to give it back to me because I need to, what did he say? Something like, I want to deal with all of my karma so that I don't have to do anything when I lift out of my body and I can lift right out of the blue body and into the red body. So he could go sideways instead of up and down. Isn't that what he said?
Yes, he said that was part of the fluidity of having his consciousness so purified that he could literally move from one body into the other.
Oh, Mike's saying we have a one. What do we got, a one bird? What do we got out there?
It's quite a ways away, and it's been there for the last couple of minutes. It needs to move a little closer, but from that distance, it almost looks like it has a white tail.
I'll keep my eye on it.
Okay. You guys continue the conversation, and I'll keep my eye on it. I wish I had my binoculars. Definitely bringing my binoculars next week.
I say, I think we'd be pocket-backing binoculars from now on since our messages are coming in. So, at any rate, G-Man said he needed to process his own stuff. Now, in learning for you guys, when you do this ritual, it is extremely important when you do this ritual if you feel the energy is not of your own. Now, sometimes you won't know who it belongs to. Okay, that doesn't matter. You would say then instead, I command any energy within me that is not of my own and belongs to someone else to return to their higher selves now. It is extremely important that you send it back to their higher selves, not
to
them. And Robin, will you please tell us how you learned that lesson?
Oh, it's a harsh one. I was upset with my mother. And I asked for the energy I knew I'd picked up from her to be returned to her. And I'm embarrassed to say, but my mother...
But you didn't return it to her higher self. You just returned it to her.
Yeah, because I didn't realize that it would matter.
Right.
But what happened is she started all of a sudden getting very ill. And my parents actually called the ambulance and had my mother picked up by the ambulance and brought to the hospital. And, of course, when she was there, they couldn't find anything wrong. So then when they called me, I went back into prayer and asked for it to go to our higher self, because our higher self knows how to manage our energy. If you send it back to someone's personality, their frequency isn't adept enough. It doesn't have the skill or the wisdom to manage what they need to deal with karmically.
Yeah.
So that is why you want to be specific.
Yeah, you send it to the higher self. So consequently, when I sent the energy and when I do send it back to G-Man's higher self, if I had sent it to his lower self, it would probably knock him for a loop.
Oh, yes.
And but I sent it to his higher self. Other than the fact that I feel none of that stuff anymore, I'm fine. I haven't noticed any difference in G. You know, it's not like, you know, he seems to be the same. So, but he's obviously, his higher self is helping him process that energy, but it didn't knock him for a loop. So that's very important that you remember that you send it back to their higher self, not to the lower self.
Right. Absolutely. That's really important. And just a little tidbit on eagle medicine. It's considered by the Native Americans to be the highest healing potential possible. So here you are speaking about G-Man moving into a state of consciousness that is so profound that he's able to move from one body into the other with ease and grace, because that's what he chooses to manifest for himself. And potentially we have an eagle coming through. Lots of energy coming in right now.
Woo! So then the next thing that happens, this is another woo. Mike's going to help us get there. All right, so I send the stuff back to G-Man. He says he's good. He's working on that and all of that. We know we've picked out the red dragon body. Made arrangements for that I would pick up the kitten on this last Thursday, the 19th. Well, Tuesday evening, I go to my Kriya yoga class. And we went early that evening because my, you know, friend that goes with me had to go for an earlier meeting. So went early, and at the Ananda community in Linwood, they have group dinners that, you know, you can pay your $5 and have a wonderful vegetarian dinner. And because we were there, you know, an hour and a half early, I had dinner. And I know a lot of the residents there and a lot of the people, but I ended up eating dinner at a table with one of my classmates, with one of my Nyaswami teachers, and with a gentleman that I knew who he was. You know, I've seen him many times at temple, but I didn't know him. And as we're eating, you know, the fact that I'm off the cliff and this woo-woo stuff is coming out little by little with the community. And after class, we talk. They know I do animals and talk to animals and all that stuff. And it comes out little by little. Well, anyway, so my Nyaswami teacher says, well, can you tell us, you know, some of those stories about, and G-Man's story came out about the Red Dragon, and I was relating how I was really going off the cliff because I was going to get the new body because we'd body shopped, and then G-Man was saying he was going to be able to lift right out of, you know, his body and in to the Red Dragon body all on his own. And I told him, I said, and I've told him I'm not helping. You know, he's going to have to be able to do it on his own. Well, this gentleman who was eating with us, who I didn't know that well, but I respect greatly because, you know, like I said, I know of him. He says, well, I want to remind you of a story that Master tells. And I'd heard the story before, but I'd totally forgotten. I don't know if it's an autobiography of a yogi or what, but this is my guru, you know, Master Yogananda Paramhansa. And the story he tells is of a funeral in India going on, and that a young Indian man had passed away for whatever reason. And, you know, the family and friends had gathered, and they were going through the ceremonial funeral. And at that point, they would build a funeral pyre and then lay the body out on top of the pyre, and then they'd fire it up and burn the body. Well, just when they were getting ready to light the fire, an old yogi came out of nowhere and said, no, don't light the fire. I need that body. And he went running over and he climbed up on the funeral pyre and he laid down next to the young dead man. And then all of a sudden, that body was dead and the young Indian guy got up and ran off. Well, I sat there at the table and went, holy woo. I felt very strongly, and of course I had to call Robin and say, you know, I don't know, well, you guess what happened. And then as soon as Robin and I tuned in, not only was it a message for me that G-Man could do this, and I have in my daily prayers and meditation, I have been asking Master to help G-Man manifest his desire here and to be able to move out of that blue body and into the red one, because I'm not help, you know, I mean, other than I'm setting it up, he has to be able to do it, and I've been asking Master to help. Well, Robin, when I told you this, what did you see?
I saw that part of this is to communicate to people this very story that you just shared so that we can all learn.
But what you saw and then what I saw was this yogi that did this coming in to help G-Man.
Yes.
So not only has he got Chico helping him switch out, but now he's got this yogi that knows how to do this to help him do it.
And he's being clear, he's not just helping G-Man, he's helping anyone who's listening who wants to step into this way of being, mm-hmm. that these types of spiritual opportunities are available to us if we do the work.
Pretty amazing, huh?
Yes.
Well, okay. So here's the next, the end of the story to date here, is I did in fact on Thursday afternoon, I picked up the Red Dragon, and I brought that little guy home. And holy moly, have we had stuff going on. The whole all Thursday morning and everything, all, you know, and of course I've been talking to everybody, and G-Man, of course, knew that the Red Dragon was coming home, and G-Man kept telling Robin, he's like, ready, set, go. He just can't wait. He's so excited. Sophie and the Ruddy Boys. Remember, Sophie had said she'd mother this little one because it was going to be G-Man's new body. And the Ruddy Boys had said, yeah. Well, that all Thursday, the Ruddy Boys were just like ultimate needy. Every one of them wanted to be loved and snuggled and hugged. And each one were asked, are you still going to love me? You know, and I kept telling, nothing's going to change. I'd love you. You know, I love you. Always love you. And so we went through all of that the whole time. And then when I left the house, they all came, G-Man and all Sophie and all three Ruddy Boys all came and bumped and rubbed the crate and all this stuff, and we're all at the door when I left. Well, the interesting thing is when I came home, I expected them to all be there waiting because, remember, I did this not too long ago. I did this just a couple, 3 months ago when Buzzy came home, and they all knew Buzzy was coming and all of that. And when I brought Buzzy home and into the house, they were all waiting for him when I walked in the door. Well, I walk in on Thursday with a red dragon, and there ain't nobody home. They're not a cat to be seen anywhere. G-Man is out like a light bulb in bed. I can't even wake him up. And I have to tell you, it's been a totally different experience than when I brought Ping and Pong home. Because, G-Man and Sophie knew they were coming, and Sophie already knew them, and Jilpy had shared the same body with Sophie. So G-Man and Sophie were there waiting. There was no issue. They bonded instantly. Sophie started mommying them, and I just fell right in. Buzzy came home. G-Man greeted him in the crate. As he walked out, he bathed and rubbed and all of that kind of stuff, and it didn't. Sophie said she wasn't going to have anything to do with him, but she told us that before Buzzy came because she didn't know Buzzy. She'd have to get to know him. And it took a while for her to get comfortable with him, but now he's one of her boys. Ping and Pong, went through the, oh, we know who you are, and we'll play with you, but don't touch me. We'll play with you, but don't touch me. And so we went through all of that. Now everybody's bonded, and it was all part of the family. Well, this time, totally different. G-Man's out like a light. I go into the bedroom to wake him up to say, G-Man, the Red Dragon, your body's here. And he's like totally groggy. He's like totally out. And I said, don't you want to meet the body? Don't you want to see the body in person? He says, too soon. I can't. He's out of it. He's in another dimension. Okay. The other cats are nowhere to be found. So and I take the Red Dragon into the cat room because I've got the tent all set up and take him. There's nobody there to greet him when he comes out. And then as I bring him out, then Sophie comes in, Ping, PJ, and Buzzy. And they don't want to have anything to do with him. They're like hissing, and I put him in the tent, and they're like climbing on the tent, and they're like hissing, and they're all upset. So everybody's got their panties in a twist. And I'm thinking, whoa, what on earth is going on with this? Well, this little kitten is one powerful kitten, let me tell you. And it has been a totally different experience than with little Sophie when I rescued her, with Ping and Pong when they came in, when Buzzy, and remember I told you when Buzzy came in, I had a big pistol and a little package, and he was like, nothing like this, completely different, completely different. And, oh, but I'll tell you what. So I'm on the phone to Robin right away, and if you can do anything to help, please do, because all I'm doing is I'm bonding with the Red Dragon, and he's cute as a bug, and he's a bump and rub model. He's got a great little motor, and he's a twitchy tail saluter, which I haven't had. The last twitchy tail saluter I had, guess what? It was G-Man. And his brother Jopi. They were twitchy tail saluters. So this guy's a twitchy tail saluter. And then as the ruddy boys came out and as they met the Red Dragon, they, of course, they'd go up to him and then they'd hiss and carry on and all of that. Well, when they did that with Buzzy initially, Buzzy just kind of blew it off and went on about his business, and it didn't take very long. Lot Red Dragon. This is the ballsiest little kitten you have ever seen. He's tiny. He's just a little over 8 weeks. But they hissed at him. He puffed up like a big old Halloween cat into that crab cat puff stuff. And he went whacked at them. So he scared all of them. So what a transition it has been. And so it's been Thursday afternoon. And then what was it? Was it Saturday, Friday morning, or I think maybe Saturday morning, early morning? Robin couldn't sleep, and the Red Dragon woke you up, what, at 4 o'clock in the morning?
Yes.
And then what was that about?
Well, he was like, hey, this is harder than I thought it was going to be. Can you help me out a little bit?
So. Nobody likes me. So Robin started helping and all of that, and we realized it would just be a matter of time. Well, I have to tell you, things are turning around. Everybody's getting used now. Pingy is pretty much Ping and Pong. And when G-Man finally did come out of his like stupor, G-Man and Red Dragon accepted each other unconditionally immediately. I mean, I even got a photograph of them touching noses to begin with, and G-Man bathing him up. And I have to tell you, I've had in the past, like even with Buzzy, G-Man was accepted him right away and bathed him a bit. But I've had to be careful with G-Man as a big male, because he'll lick them a little bit, but then he wants to, you know, grab their throats. And so I have to watch really quickly. None of that with the Red Dragon. He's come out to kind of protect him and be right there. And the two of them, never any hissing or any, and they just are comfortable with each other. No problem there. This little guy, instead of, and it's been absolutely hysterical. He was cracking me up last night. And yesterday, he's finally getting comfortable with everything. I have never seen an 8-week-old kitten behave this way. And the first episode, well, he's bonding with me all the time. And in fact, he's not like, you know, when Buzzy was a kitten, I had to watch him so he didn't go, you know, get stuck in here or hide over there or go off and do this. Red Dragon stays right with me and always stays in the room with me. You know, he'll acknowledge the other cats if they come around, but he doesn't go after them. He stays with me. And then Robin, I haven't even told you this. This was hysterical, and you can confirm if what I got was true, but I've had some interesting conversations with Chico, because it's Chico that's in the Red Dragon now. And remember, I'd warned Chico, said, you know, and if you get in there and decide you want to stay, that's not acceptable, because otherwise G-Man will have nowhere to go, and, you know, that ain't happening. I'm not buying all these any more cats. So Red Dragon goes up on a high scratching post, climbing post, Friday evening, and he's trying to get down, he's trying to do something, and he falls, you know, like three-quarters of the way down, and ends up in a pile in this blanket on the bottom. And so I jump up, and I go, because I'm thinking, a poor kitten, I'll calm and soothe him, and, oh, you fell off, da-da-da-da. And then I get this voice immediately in my head saying, whoa, I haven't been in a physical body this long for a long time, man. I'm going to have to practice. And I'm cracking up, saying, that's Chico. Holy, you know, because he's been going in and out, okay, and helping. He's, I haven't been in a physical body this long for a long, well, man, I got to practice. So then by yesterday, he was getting pretty good, and he can go up and down and around. And then he just, he was a piss and vinegar model last night, I'll tell you. Up and down, I've never had a kitten like that. He is zooming, he is running like 60 from one end of the house to the other and in this room and out this and back and forth and back and forth. And then the other cats are all getting involved. And like Sophie's desire has always been to have somebody chase her, you know, because that gives you power when somebody chases, but nobody's brave enough to chase Sophie. You know, and he chases everybody. He's chasing Ping. He's chasing PJ. He's chasing Buzzy. He's chasing Sophie and around and about. And then they'll turn around and chase him. And then he turns around and chases them. It's all of a sudden like I have this huge cougar here in this little bitty red suit. And it's just absolutely hysterical. But it's totally different than any situation, any kitten situation that I've seen. And even Buzzy was the snootiest one, because I really had, you know, he told me when he came in that he didn't want to be the baby, you know, because he came in to be the leader of the pride, you know, and so we never treat him as the baby. But now, as soon as now I got a new baby, Buzzy's whining to Robin, I'm not the baby anymore. So now I'm having to baby Buzzy and tell me, you know, he's still mommy's baby and da-da-da-da-da-da. And so he's coming around slowly, and now he can't help it. He wants to play with this little one. And I'll tell you, as of last night, this little Red Dragon is causing a second kittenhood for all of them. In spades, they are all over the place and up and down and in and out and all over. And what a hoot I got going on. And I don't know how much of it exactly is that this is because, you know, Chico's in there And this is a special energy, this guy, because of what we're doing, and there's special energy around all of this, or how much of it is maybe that he's a red, Abby, and they're a little different this way. But the bonding going on with me, the craziness going on with these cats and this kitten is just unbelievable. But I'll tell you what, I am totally, no matter what, I mean, I'm off the cliff now. I can't go back. The kitten's mine, bought and paid for. He's here. But I'll have to tell you, it really anymore, it doesn't matter to me what happens, because I'm so glad to have this little red Abby. He is just the cutest thing since sliced bread, and I am having a ball with all of this. And I just thought I'd tell you, in case any of you are thinking, I want one of those red suits. And she did say there was, Andrea has, she's got three red kittens right now, two males and a female. And then she also has a litter of mixed Abbeys. So, because sometimes the genetics are a little stronger when they're mixed with just a generic cat. And some of the kittens are red but have like white paws, a little white on the chest, and others are ruddies with a spot here or there. So if you're interested in having your own little Abby kitten package, you can call or email me, and I'll put you in touch with Andrea if you're interested. But man, Robin, I'll tell you, this is something else.
Well, it is very interesting, because Red Dragon clearly has, from the beginning, has had bigger energy than your other cats, which also have very big energy. So I don't think they could have comprehended that there was going to be another presence that came in that was so expansive.
Yeah, and I think that's what upset all of them when he came
in. Yes, yes. And today, while you were speaking, after you sent the energy back to G-Man, I am experiencing G-Man coming to me telepathically and clairvoyantly, and he's showing me that he and Chico are now beginning to experiment in swapping bodies. I didn't realize that. So I asked Chico, if you're going into G-Man's body, does that mean you're not going to do this again, that you just helped Martha with this situation? And I'm actually hearing that could be the case, at least for quite some time. He's had enough of helping everybody. So feels like he's going to go into G-Man's body and become dormant for a while.
You mean when G-Man moves into Red Dragon?
Yes.
Chico moves into G-Man?
Yes.
And then G-Man stays in that body?
No, G-Man's body will transition, but Chico's not going to jump into helping others.
Yeah, because I'm really not into collecting cats here. You know what
I mean? Well, then this is an assurance for you, because Chico is affirming that he's not going to do this again, certainly for a very long time.
Ah, okay.
So I thought he might have been available to help other people.
Maybe what is Chico saying, that after this experience, because I'll tell you what, he's like bounce off the wall from heck to breakfast, all over the place and inside up, outside down, backwards. He's maybe going to have to take a rest.
That's basically
after being the Red Dragon. That kind of makes sense. You would not believe the energy going on at my house. So we'll have to see what happens with all of this. And as of right now, Robin, are you getting anything different? The last communication in terms of time of transition was G-Man was going to make the transition and leave his physical body right around Mother's Day.
Well, I can tell you this morning, I have just begun to see them practicing swapping out. Before, I would only see them looking at each other, looking into each other's eyes. Today, I'm not experiencing that. I'm literally seeing them practicing moving from one body to the other.
Well, I have to say, G-Man he's doing things he hasn't done for a long time. Like yesterday, he came out in the cat run. He used his private staircase to get up into the rim lofts and lounged in the sun. He's letting me take photographs of him and all his favorite places and so forth. I told him I want a lot of pictures in his blue body. So it's very... It does seem that there's a preparation going on, but we'll have to see about the transition. And, of course, Mother's Day is May 13th, and guess what? That'll be the next Martha and Robin Sunday here on Animal World, so
stay tuned. Well, and it's interesting, too, then, that your mom is coming in today and encouraging you to write about this. I had a thought. There's a website on the Internet called Ustream, and you get 24/7, you get your own network. So for free, you could sign up for that, and you could have a little video cam in your house so we could all watch what cats do in like one room where it would be okay for when they go in there, you'd let us watch.
Well, I can tell you right now, that ain't happening. I don't let you watch what's going on in this studio. You're not watching what's going on in my bedroom. I'll tell you that. Oh, Audrey's saying what?
What about if you set it up in the cat run? You know, that's not your private space. I mean, that's just anyway,
that's
right?
That's a possibility, but you must have to have a camera for that, though.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, before we get too crazy here, we got to take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the last time in the show. If you're paying attention, you know what that means. And then we will come back and wrap this all up and see what we can get into as far as the news goes and all that sort of thing.
And I do have a message for you, so don't forget to ask.
Oh, okay. Well, stay tuned. Everybody remember, we have to ask for my message. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural food, even if you home cook for your animal friends, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff? Well, that's why Designing Health created The Missing Link. Now, they start with human-grade, all whole natural raw food sources. They perfected a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. It comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it. Mix up your animal friend's food, add in the missing link, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3-6 oils, the enzymes in the raw ingredients, the fiber. There's a missing link product for cats. There are two for dogs, hip and joint, skin and coat. There's a missing link formula for birds and one for horses. So ask for the missing link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies or go directly to Designing Health. You can give them a call at 1-800-774-7387 or visit them online at www.designinghealth.com. And the missing link word of the day is sunshine.
Shift your morning into overdrive with Gary Mance and Suzanne Mitchell on Alternative Talk 1150.
Caffeinate your consciousness 6 a.m. weekdays with hot talk and great guests as you get your day underway with Mance and Mitchell, the most unusual radio show in Western Washington.
Presets adore us, snooze buttons fear us.
Friday, our friend Andrew Keith is back with insights into the world of the psychic medium. As always, Andrew will be taking your calls.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Learn animal massage and check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including massage for canines, small and large animal certification, and the exciting new manual ligament therapy series. Go to nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. Locally, call 206-463-1425. That's 206-463-1425. Or check them out on Facebook.
This is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I'd like to talk to you about Robin Alexis. Although I liked Robin right away, I was skeptical at first. But let me tell you, that was unwarranted, and now I believe that Robin is the real deal. Often referred to as the metaphysical mother, Robin's a spiritual empowerment coach with incredible gifts. Robin's a medium, ghost and baby whisperer, medical intuitive, past life reader, animal communicator, and channel. In addition to being a radio and TV personality and author, she's also a Reiki master teacher. Simply put, Robin is amazing. I know because she's been helping me incredibly on many levels. Robin is nurturing, powerful, and did I say phenomenally gifted? Robin can help you too. Her books and personal one-on-one phone readings can change your life forever. Let Robin help you heal and release those blockages so you can experience life more fully. To schedule a reading, go to robinalexis.com, and while you're there, download a free copy of the first two chapters of her new book. That's robinalexis.com, or give her a call at 360-457-2993. That's 360-457-2993.
This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NuProSupplements.com.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Ahead of the talk radio curve, naturally. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk, and sad to say that we are winding down our Earth Day edition of Animal World, but happy to tell you that we're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon on Alternative Talk, AM 1150, so we'll be back next week. And in the meantime, we're finishing up a Martha and Robin Sunday, so Mount Shasta Mystic Robin Alexis is here. And when we went to a break, we did do the missing link word of the day was sunshine, and our winner is Adrian in Sammamish. So congratulations, Adrian. All right, and Robin, are you there?
I am.
Well, as I could have said earlier in the show, I could talk the whole show through about G-Man and Red Dragon and everything that's going on in my house. And I got to tell you, I got heaven on earth going on again. I am going crazy with my disposable cameras because I haven't used and learned how to use my digital one yet. And with a second coming of second kittenhood with all my kittens and even in bigger energy, it is just too much fun. And I am just blown away by this little red boy. What an incredible guy he is. And Robin, when we went to take care of our advertisers and sponsors, you said you had a message. So what do you got going on?
I have a message from G-Man and Chico, and they're saying that they would like you to use the Red Ruby Ray to help with this transition.
Hmm. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Well, the Ruby Red, that's from the heart area. It's divine love and healing. Do they want me to send it to them on a daily basis? Do they want me to wrap it in? Do they want to wait when it's the transition time? I mean, how do they want me to use it?
A daily basis.
Okay.
And it's going to help G-Man do what his energy with his own heart.
Ah, okay. Well, that would make sense. He said okay. That's what it's going to be when he makes his transition.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. Okay, yes.
Now, are they still feeling like, I mean, with Chico's help and with the yogi's help, is G-Man going to be able to pull this off? Is he still confident?
I'm hearing yes.
Well, we'll find out, won't we?
Ooh. He's giving me this image of him with wings, like angel wings. So he's extremely excited. It's almost like he's trained for the Olympics and he's getting ready to to experience something. And, you know, God bless him for introducing us to these concepts. And God bless him for however this works. This is just a beautiful gift he's giving us. So thank you, G-Man. And thank you, Chico and Red Dragon and Martha and Animal World. I'm quite touched.
Hmm. Well, and I'm just totally amazed. But like I said, which is why I've kind of opened the kitchen door, as they said, and just told you all honestly what's going on and what we're getting and what I'm getting. And it's not just that, because I receive stuff and Robin receives stuff and we receive stuff together. And sometimes Robin is confirming what I'm receiving, like that email. Sometimes I'm confirming what Robin is receiving. And then Kim gets into the picture and then other friends of mine, you know, and then there's things just happen like Tuesday evening and the yogi story. And it's like, woo, woo, woo. And so it'll be very interesting to see how this all shakes out. But no matter what happens, I am absolutely delighted to have this little red boy. And the Ruddy Boys are coming along. So we'll have to see.
We'll stay tuned.
I guess we'll say, stay tuned to be continued next. I'll have a little bit of an update, of course, about the kitten and everything next week when we start the show. But and then on the first Sunday, I may have some stuff to report. But the basic to be continued will be picked up on the second Sunday of May, which is Mother's Day. And you know what that means. So
3 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. All righty then. So we're not going to have a whole lot of time to do a lot of animals in the news stuff, but a lot of this we can carry over until our next show. But I just wanted to tune in for a minute. Did you all see? I don't know, Robin, if you got the news reports and the pictures down in the Mount Shasta area. But it certainly was all over our news because it actually happened in Los Angeles this last week. Did you see the pictures of the yellow lab golden type dog that was hit and killed on the highway and then the black lab that was hanging out protecting the dog?
No.
Owners reunite with dog that had guarded body. A loyal Labrador retriever named Maggie was videotaped as she guarded the body of a yellow lab hit and killed by a car in Southern California. And the lab was then subsequently, after that, reunited with her owner. But very sad. So a passerby saw the black lab protecting the dead body of this yellow lab on the highway, and he got out and put cones around the dogs to protect them and called authorities to come in. But then when Maggie is the name of the black lab, but when the owners were located, they had no idea who this yellow lab was. It's not like these dogs were companions and escaped together. They must have met after the Maggie escaped from wherever it was she lived. But I just wondered if you're picking up any energy on this, Robin, and might be able to share some light.
Well, I'm hearing past life reunion is taking place here. And I am astounded at how frequently I am witnessing these types of videos on YouTube that different animals are staying by other animals when one of them has died. If you put in YouTube on your Google search and then you put in that's the type of video you want to see, it's a phenomena that's mind-boggling how much emotion they're showing. I mean, I remember last year the video of, it was a funeral for an Iraq veteran and his dog wouldn't leave his casket. And then I've seen videos of if one squirrel gets hit by a car, another squirrel won't leave that squirrel. It tries to help it get off the road.
Yep. So
it's beautiful.
Yeah. Mm. Anyone that says that these animals don't have souls and feelings and personalities and all of that needs to
wake up and smell the coffee.
Definitely. In fact, there was actually a story in here. One of my stories in the news was about one of those war dogs that protected his soldier, when he was killed. But the story this week is that, then the people fought really long and hard to be able to adopt, the family to adopt that dog. And the dog just recently, I think they brought him home in 2007, and the dog just passed away. So it was a remembrance of that dog and those people honoring that dog. Now I've got something, Robin. I thought this would be, it's not necessarily dealing with animals, but I found this interesting story, and it kind of relates to, the masters are here today, and Yogananda. So perhaps Yoganandaji can chime in on this. But it says, no ice loss seen in major Himalayan glaciers, according to scientists. One of the world's biggest glacier regions has so far resisted global warming that has ravaged mountain ice elsewhere, scientists reported on Sunday.
That's unusual.
Yeah, now let's see. The study area lies outside the Siachen Glacier, the scene of a military standoff between Pakistani and India. Where did it... The health of the Himalayan glacier is closely watched, and a study published in Nature found that ice loss from the Himalayas was badly overestimated, and that this area just doesn't seem to have been affected for some reason, which I just thought that, you know, I wondered if that, because, you know, it's kind of in the areas where Babaji, you know, Master Babaji Krishna is said to still reside with his disciples and so forth. And are you getting anything, Robin, that this might be related to that?
I am hearing absolutely yes. Prayer works.
Straddling parts of China, Pakistan, and India, the Karakoram's peaks include K2, Earth's second highest mountains. And, it is the Karakoram range in the western Himalayas. But it would be interesting if that were, you know, to somehow pan out here, that all the other glaciers on the planet are melting like crazy, but the ones around the Indian masters are not. That's woo 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 for you, isn't it?
Maybe we should play the music.
Yeah, but I got a strong reason that it has to do with the energy there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's, mm-hmm. I mean, can I feel it in my heart?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's all about ascension.
We had another sighting, Robin, here recently. You know, we talked about that ribbon seal that came from the Arctic, the black seal with the white ribbons around it that's not supposed to be down here.
Oh, yes.
And there was another, it was in Seattle and Everett earlier this year, and we kind of tuned in. Now it's been spotted farther south in Aberdeen.
Wow.
And it's the same seal that was seen earlier in Seattle and Everett. And it seems it was reported because somebody thought it was distressed and that it might be caught up in a rope, but it was actually the white ribbons they were seeing around the seal, and it seems to be okay. I'm wondering, are you getting anything about this seal and what it's doing hanging around down here?
Well, it's going where it's feeling comfortable, and where it feels comfortable has clearly shifted. I mean, I really feel the earth changes. I mean, if you open up your feeling body, we can feel it. It's another indication.
Here's that story on the military dog, a bomb-sniffing military dog that made national headlines when he was adopted by a fallen Marine's family, died March 25th of cancer. In 2007, a rocket explosion in Iraq killed Captain Dustin Lee, 20, of Quitman, Mississippi, and injured his canine partner, Lex. The German Shepherd, struck with shrapnel and whimpering from his own injuries, stayed by Lee's side until medics pulled him away. Lee's family spent months lobbying for permission to adopt the dog and succeeded. So he lived out his life with the dead soldier's family, but he just passed away.
Well, I see the two of them together.
I saw that, too. I wondered if you would say that. That's what I saw immediately when I saw the story, that they are reunited.
Yes.
And it feels so good.
It does. It's beautiful.
All righty, then. We are, boy, we're just about out of time. So I think because I can't leave you with good news here, I'll save this good news. And got some yucky stuff though. No, I'm not going to do that. Let's leave it with that. A feeling good, reunited, and we will be back next week with Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And just know that there are big shakeups going on in a couple of rescues. One's kind of is okay stuff, and the other is, I don't know. And so I'm still checking into it, but I'll let you know what I can next week. In the meantime, Robin, you've still got a hot deal going on one-on-ones. You got any left?
We do, and I really hope that someone calls in and takes advantage of that. It's a special for one-on-one phone readings with me. You can call 530-859-2499. That's 530-859-2499. Or email us at robin@robinalexis.com. I can be of service to you the same way I'm of service to Martha. So think about that.
Yeah, and remember that our Animal World longtime listener, Carlene, we are sending prayers and energy her direction, and we would love to support her. So if you want to contribute anything to help Carlene replace her stuff, you can send a donation to the Animal World mailing address, 19916 Old Owen Road, Monroe, Washington, 98272. Address on the website, and I will figure out how to get it to Carlene. And I want to thank you, Robin. We'll talk to you again on Mother's Day. Mike, thank you. Kathy, thank you. Ajie, thank you. And y'all have a wonderful day in the sunshine. Woohoo! Spring is here. And as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to open your heart. Share your love with all living things. And we'll talk to you again next week.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.